Tainus Perik Bey's Mishnah Vav. Now, we've been discussing the davening on the Taniyos, but what happens to the Kohanim? The Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash were divided into 24 Mishmaros, 24 watches, which were extended family groups, and each one served for 1 week at a time on a rotating basis. So you had roughly 2 weeks a year that each Mishmar did, but each Mishmar was divided into six smaller family groups known as a Beis Av, the father's house, the family group. Each one of the Batei Avos, of the Beis Avs, served on one day of the week on the weekdays, and on Shabbos, all six groups of the Mishmar combined to serve on Shabbos. There is a different opinion in some of the Rishonim that it was seven groups, but this is the traditional Rashi and most of the Mefarshim. Now, what happens about the public fast days? Shalosh Taniyos Rishonos. On the first three fasts, which were not as strict as the later ones, once again, we have had no rain, and we've gone through Cheshvan, and we're going to start to have fast days. So they have three light ones, and then another three light ones on Bahabs, and then seven very strict ones. So on the first three fairly light fasts that were not as strict as the others, Anshei Mishmar Misanin Velo Mashlimim. The men, the Kohanim of each Mishmar, fast, but they do not complete the fast. If they're involved in the service in the Beis HaMikdash, and they're hungry and they won't be able to fulfill their jobs in the Beis HaMikdash, so what we say is they fast part of the day, so they're part of the suffering of the Tzibur. But they don't have to fast all the way till evening, so they don't say Anenu in Shemana Esrei, for example. V'anshei Beis Av, lo hayu misanin klal. And the Kohanim of the Beis Av, who's occupied all day in the service in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishmar, five out of the six groups, aren't really working that day. They're involved, but they're not really in charge. But the Anshei Beis Av, they were occupied all day with all of the different Karbanos, the Karban Tamid, everything else. They didn't fast at all, because that would have messed up their performance in the Beis HaMikdash. Shalosh Shnios, on the second sequence of three Tanesim, which are still fairly light on the Tzibur, but are now getting more serious, Anshei Mishmar Misananu Mashlimin, the Kohanim of the Mishmar of the five Batei Av who are not members of that day's service. Presumably, they are substitutes, but they're sitting on the bench. And if they're sitting on the bench anyway, then they have to fast the whole day just like the rest of the Tzibur. V'anshei Beis Av, but the starters, the people, the Kohanim of the Beis Av, Misanin Velo Mashlimin, they fast a half day. Because again, it's a grave situation, and they have to be part of the Tzibur, but to fast all day is not really possible with all the work they're going to have to do. What about Sheva Achronos, the really tough ones? The last seven, Elu Ve'elu Misanenu Mashlimin. Both groups, both the Kohanim of the Mishmar and the Kohanim of the Beis Av, have to fast the full day like everybody else. Divrei Rabbi Yoshua, according to Rabbi Yoshua, because the disaster is so dire that everybody has to fast. V'chachamim omrim, Sholos Tanias Rishonos, Elu Ve'elu Lohayim Misanenu Klal. The Chachamim say, on the other hand, the first three fairly lenient fasts, neither the Beis Av or the Mishmar remainders are going to fast at all. Shalosh Shnios Anshei Mishmar Misanin Velo Mashlimim. The second three, the five bench sitters of the Batei Av who are not on duty, those men of the Mishmar fast a part of a day and do not finish. V'anshei Beis Av Lohayim Misanin Klal. But the Kohanim of the Beis Av, who have so much to do, they don't fast at all. Sheva Achronos, Anshei Mishmar Misanin Umashlimim. On the last seven, the Kohanim of the Mishmar, who are not in service and actually in right now, they have to fast the entire day. V'anshei Beis Av Misanin Velo Mashlimim. But the Anshei Beis Av, it's very urgent, but they still have to be able to do their work in the Beis HaMikdash, so they fast only part of the day and not the full day. And remembering, of course, that the fast days are going to be on Monday and Thursday, there are two Batei Av who are going to be involved in any given week in this kind of requirement, and the differentiation between the Beis Av and the Mishmar. Mishnah Zayin. Once we're talking about the Anshei Mishmar and the Anshei Beis Av, other halachas involving these groups. Kohanim are not allowed to drink wine before they perform any of the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. And this mainly applies to the Beis Av, because they're the ones who are working all day. But sometimes you need the other members of the other five families of the rest of the Mishmar to assist the Anshei Beis Av, especially when there's a lot of karbonos being brought and the Beis Av isn't big enough to handle all of it. So we say, Anshei Mishmar mutarim lishtos yayin balelos. The Kohanim of the Mishmar are allowed to drink wine the night before. The night before, we don't really need them to do the services, because hekter chalavim ve'ivorim agave mizbeach, burning fats and limbs on the mizbeach, any Beis Av is big enough to handle that. You're not going to need the subs. Avalo b'yamin, but not during the day. With so many karbanos and nedarim, nedavos, things that might come, the Kohanim of the Mishmar can't drink wine all day when they're going to possibly be on. as supplementary Kohanim. Vanshei Beisav, lo vayom v'lo v'layla. But the men of the Beisav, who are definitely going to be doing work, the Hekter Chalav and Beivarim at night, and the Karbonis during the day, they can't drink wine at day or nighttime, because they have work to do. And it's usher to be drunk when you're doing the Avoda. Anshei Mishmar v'anshei Maimod. The Kohanim of the Mishmar, and the men of the Ma'amod. Jews, ordinary Jews, are supposed to be present during the sacrifice of the daily Tamidim that are offered, the morning and the afternoon, to represent the whole nation. So the Chachamim made an idea called the Anshei Ma'amod, the men of the Ma'amod, who were representatives of the whole nation, divided into 24 groups, each one paralleling a Mishmar of Kohanim, and each group comes to the Beis HaMikdash, while the remaining members of the Anshei Ma'amod conduct special davening back home in their towns and cities. So these Ma'amodim are representing Klal Yisrael, and the groups davening at home are davening that the Karbonos be accepted favorably by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So Asurim milasaper umilachabes, they are prohibited from cutting their hair and from laundering, to make sure the Kohanim of the Mishmar and the men of the Maimod are groomed before they start their jobs. The Rabbanon said that during your week on the Maimod or the Mishmar, you can't get a haircut, so you should get a haircut before you even go. And you can't wash your clothes, so you better have a good set of clothes packed before you go. Similar to Chol HaMoed Melachos that people are machmir on even today. Uvachamishi, but on the Thursday of the week of their watch, Mutar Mibnei Kavod HaShabbos, they're mutter to cut their hair or wash their clothes on Thursday in honor of Shabbos, and the Kohanim and of the Mishmar and the men of the Maimod are allowed to cut their hair and wash their clothes on Thursday for Shabbos. Friday would have been more logical, but Friday they're so busy preparing directly for Shabbos, they might not have time.